this is Jonathan from Casa Verde Tree Service.
Yes, hi, this is Ivan calling from Local Splash.
Okay, yeah, hi, Ivan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good.
Awesome. So I was talking to Marco, and he asked me to give you a call. It looks like, unfortunately, he's driving, and he can't log into the client dashboard. So I wanted to go ahead and just make sure that I teach you at least how to log in if there's any issues, and then we could probably just have to reset the password with the final option. All right,
okay,
awesome.
No problem. Is it better if I log in through a computer or through the phone?
Either way works. I mean, if you want to use a computer, it would be better, I would say, just so you could view it better. Just it makes the screen bigger. It has more pop-ups because on the phone is a little bit small. And then you have to press like drop-down menus, right? So.
Okay, let me turn it on.
Awesome. I sent you an email to the business email.
Yes, I received it.
Okay, awesome. Let me know when you open the email. That's basically where we're going to begin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm loading it. Okay, let me open the email. Okay, so I'm in the email. I opened the web or the link. It's in the email?
Yeah, so there's going to be an email that I just sent, right? It's going to have a few things on there. It's going to have the link to your client dashboard, and it's also going to have the credentials, right? So what we want to do is make sure that you get those credentials because it looks like the username is going to be your phone number.
Okay. Okay, let me click on it. Username.
Also, you need to make sure that there's no spaces in between the numbers or before and after.
Okay, so it's all together?
Yes, just the phone number.
Okay, password.
Perfect. So the password is just top internet. There's no capitals. And again, there's no spaces in between or before and after.
Okay. Okay, I logged in.
Okay.
I logged in. I have like total results, leads, locals, reviews, I think.
Perfect. Yes, so that's definitely just the home screen right there. I'm going to teach you how to add photos. That way we can see about adding more information as well. I did want to show you about the calls because I believe Marcos was concerned on what's being charged, right? So. If you want to go ahead and just click where it has the 11, where it says local leads, as well on top of the screen, it's going to have a little section where it says leads.
Okay, I've gone into local leads.
Perfect.
Okay, now I see them. And now I know four. So that's like the, that's the ones that we've received, right?
That's correct. So not all of these are leads, as you could tell, right? So we definitely want to make sure that you're able to tell which ones are going to be charged. And as you could also on here is very important because you could we basically split it up for you, right? We tell you how many in total, how many calls, and how many messages. So there's also a section where it says Google Verified. If you click on Google, if you click on Google Verified.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm logging in to Google Verify.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Were you on you were on the lead section, is that right?
Okay, so I am where it says Google Verify, and I just see one.
Okay, perfect. So this is normally where you would see the calls that are charged, okay? If they're here on the G, on the Google Verified section, you'll be able to see if this call was charged. And it also says if it was scheduled, right? So you get to just see a little bit. You just, if you scroll a little bit to the right, you can actually scroll down, right? You could see. And you could see that it says that it was charged, okay? So this one does have the charge. But then the other ones that are normal, like where it says calls, right? There's seven, so SMS four. Those are calls that are normally not charged, okay? So you could actually see each call, and you could see if it was charged or not.
Okay, so the ones when they go to Google Verify, that's when they're charged.
That's correct. That's normally when they're charged. Now, if you get a call and you say, you know what, this person didn't ask me about my business. They were calling him because they wanted maybe, you know, the phone number for a restaurant down the street. It had nothing to do with the call, then those calls should not be charged. The only way you're charged is if the client asks you for a quote, if they, you know, ask for information about your business. Basically, your business has to be the priority thing on the call, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Awesome.
I am trying to go on my right side because something's, like, on the corner.
Oh, the little circle? You, the little chat? Is that right? You could, you should be able to close it.
Yeah, I am. Hi there. I'm pressing the home button, but I can't. No, I can't close it.
The actual chat where it's asking you?
Yes, I'm clicking.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, because I click in the chat and it's giving me, then I go back and it's still there.
There should be a little arrow that allows you to drop down or at least close the actual chat.
Okay. No. Okay, I don't see it. I hope Marco doesn't get it when I tell him to. When I show him how to the information you just give me, I hope he doesn't get it. Or I'll move it around right now and see if I can get it out. Because I'm trying to see the Castic one, the one that's charged. Because regardless, okay, so right here, if I press play, that's like the conversation between me and the person, correct?
That is correct. You should be able to hear the conversation.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, so I think I got it. I got it down. I'll let him know. And if anything, or if we're still lost, we'll give you a call. But I think he did put spaces in between the phone number.
Okay, yeah, that's usually the problem, so it's a simple fix. Now, just before I let you go, I do want to show you how to add photos because it looks like we still need a logo, right? So if you have a logo, I would definitely recommend to add one. So let's go ahead and just check that really quick. If you go where it says business info.
Okay, business info.
Yes, it should be on top of the actual bar where it says home, leads, website, listings. It's the last one, business info.
Where it says, like, it's convinces better, sorry. Where it says inicio, led, sitio web, and all that?
Yeah, there you go. So if you have it on Spanish, you could actually switch it to English just so you know, okay, if it's better for you. You can switch it back and forth. It should give you the option. But yes, let's say if it's in Spanish, it's going to say Información del Negocio.
Oh, okay, perfect. I found it.
Perfect. So you're just going to click on that. And then as you can tell, there's another bar underneath that says Información de Ubicación, Palabras Clave. You're going to choose the last one where it says Medios, or you're just going to go ahead and scroll all the way down, okay? But if you click on one of those, it drops you down automatically, okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm trying to see because this the little chat thing is still there.
The little chat thing. Can you just take a picture and send it to me by text? Because it should give you the option for it to drop down. Minimize it. Yes, you could send it to this number.
635-6225?
Yes, 635-6225.
Okay.
Yeah, there should be a little arrow, a little circle underneath the chat, and it has a little arrow that's pointing down. If you click on that, it should close it.
Perfect. Got it.
Oh, you did? Awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. I was really concerned about that because it should definitely give you the option. Okay, perfect.
Okay,
So now that you know how to do that, right, you just simply, again, you just go to Información del Negocio, that little section, and then you can go ahead and just scroll down until you see the photos. You're going to get to where it says Media section, and then you're going to see that there isn't a logo, so you can add one. And, of course, you can even add more photos where it says Fotos de Negocios.
So the logo is going to be on logotipo, right?
That's correct. So right there, you just click on it, you can upload your logo, and it will automatically upload it to, let's say, your Google Business profile, everywhere that we have access to.
Okay. Everywhere. Okay, perfect. So I will let him know. Información.
Yeah, and if you scroll down a little bit more underneath the logo, you could actually add more photos, okay, just so you know. You could also delete the ones that you don't like. You'll always have access to this, so you can make changes whenever you want. Since we don't open on the weekends, it's just something great to know.
Okay, perfect. So I will let him know. I will let him know that, and then hopefully he can upload the picture, and we'll go from there.
Okay, perfect. So I definitely appreciate your help, and if you do need anything, you could also text me, and we can set up an appointment. Just let them know that as well, okay?
Okay, I will let them know, and thank you so much for your help.
Awesome. No, you're welcome. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.